Ladies.
Well then. Falling asleep at the old 360 wheel?
You know.
Dingoes ain't my baby.
How's that?
Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Not too shabby. You are listening to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Chad Pyle.
Pyle!
Go away! We're talking about how to protect yourself on internet-connected computers. By the way, if for some reason you have a machine that will never, ever,
ever
connect to the internet, your task list is actually quite a bit smaller. Because a lot of the things that we're going to talk about are specifically to fight the scourge that comes in through that connection.
So if you're not going to connect to the internet,
truly all you need to do is...
I don't even know what you need to do anymore.
Well, you still need antivirus software, just in case.
If you never install anything either.
Well, floppy disk.
You never turn it on.
Now, there you go. Okay, so the only way to be absolutely safe 100% of the time, like never ever have a problem, is don't turn your computer on. So if that's not an option, it's kind of like if you don't ever want to get into a car accident, ever.
Well, that doesn't mean that viruses still won't somehow destroy your life.
Hmm?
Well, they're blaming this whole credit card thing with 40,000 credit cards or 40 million or whatever it is on a virus.
Well, we can only handle this on a personal level.
Oh, okay.
This is the global thing is just beyond us.
All right.
You want to tell everybody why you're particularly enjoying your day today? Just real quick.
No, I'm bashful.
Oh, come on.
I'm shy.
You want me to tell a story?
Ken, I'm shy. Right. You know I'm shy.
Yeah, you're shy.
I'm very shy.
Okay. I'm thinking about the Pope.
I had a really decent... hole in a round of golf.
That was
more than decent.
We got a round of golf in this morning before we came in.
We did.
And Mr. Disney sunk a very long, very difficult putt for his... Is this your first birdie ever?
I think it might have been.
Yeah.
I haven't been golfing that long, so...
First real birdie.
Yeah, first one that actually is real that people witnessed other than myself.
Right. You can actually write a 2 on the card. And you weren't,
right.
You weren't at a keyboard playing on a video game version of golf.
Correct.
All right. And it was a very... I was there. I was a very impressive putt. So I would make my day as well, so... With that, all of you that fear Mr. Disney today with his advice, he's a kinder, gentler Brandon Disney today.
Fear me not.
Fear you not. So let's talk about the basics here. If you've got Windows, you've got an Apple, a Mac, whatever you want to call yourself, you Mac militants, you're not any less at risk than anyone else. In fact, if you go and look at my column this week, you'll see that the very first virus ever in the wild, meaning that it was outside of a laboratory setting where it was purposely designed,
right,
was actually written, both of them were written for the Apple IIe.
Because that was a much, much more popular platform back in the day than a PC.
And the DOS platform didn't get attacked for some years later, 4 or 5 years later from the historical accounts at least.
Right.
I remember some of those early worms and viruses only because I was around doing that.
I was crawling.
Let's just start with, there's a great question on there that somebody's asking in our email. I just got a new computer. My old one just got loaded up and got attacked and had all those problems. So I've got a new computer now. It's never been connected to the internet. What are the first 3 or 4 things that I should be doing with this new machine?
That's the best question of all day.
Ever.
Well, it's the first one of the day, but it's still the best.
Actually, we need to go back to before you got your new machine. Because truly what you want to do is before you buy your next machine... You need to think about, is there somebody that can take care of this for me as part of the machine delivery? And this is where your smaller neighborhood independent stores tend to be a lot more flexible than the big box stores when you're buying a computer, certainly more so than somebody that's shipping it to you in the mail.
Ken's talking about is that out of the box, that computer you got shipped from the mail or the one you got off the store at the big warehouse store, that computer was probably built 6, 8, 9, 10 months ago. Which means that it's at least that far out of date with all the critical updates and service packs and bug fixes and all the things that come out just for the operating system, plus the antivirus software, plus any of the other protection things that may or may not be included on that PC.
So you may want to consider before your next purchase, okay, you can get a great price from a lot of people, but part of that is because you're kind of left out there flapping in the wind and you have to fend for yourself. As far as protecting yourself on the internet. And people are starting to understand the value of that. So you may want to check with a local independent shop or somebody that's close by, that's a physical presence that you can actually talk to and not a bunch of bubblegum-chewing 17-year-olds that are just looking to get to the next game. You really need to think about who you're getting the computer from and what they're doing for you, because those smaller, more kind of flexible companies are going to tend to deliver the computer to you with all of those protective devices in place, including spyware, defenders, virus defenders, pop-up, whatever it is that you'd like to have. Because a lot of the stuff's free. You just don't know where to go to get it, and you have to connect to the internet in order to get a lot of this stuff. So then as soon as you connect to the internet, if you're not protected, literally within 20 minutes, there's a whole host of worms out there that are just looking for new, let's call it fresh meat on the internet for unprotected computers. And this is catch 22 here. So,
and if you're thinking 20 minutes isn't that long, you know, it's going to take that long just to download the critical updates and the service pack that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just getting started.
If you are going to connect a new machine that you know it does not have all the latest and greatest protection, make sure you are behind what's called a router or a broadband router, basically a box that's going to act like a bouncer for you. In other words, you don't have to have a piece of software on the machine. This box is actually going to make you invisible on the internet. That's the biggest thing you can do. If you're just connecting directly, if you've got one machine, you got a cable modem, you got DSL, you're doing dial-up, and there's nothing between you and that connection, then you're wide open until you get all those protection pieces in place.
You better hurry.
Yeah, exactly. The other option is to you can download all the utilities to a separate, to a already protected machine, try to burn those to a CD, and try to keep track of all that, and then manually load all those things onto your computer before you connect to the internet the first time, which is very cumbersome, very difficult.
Yeah, that's realistic. That's not going to happen. Because you don't even know which updates you need, because how you find out what you need is you connect to the internet and go to the Windows Update site, and then, oh, you can't do that.
Well, you can check to see, and if you've got a brand new computer, right-click on My Computer and go to Properties, and check to see if it tells you that you have Windows XP, and again, if you have a new computer, I'm assuming it's going to be Windows XP. Maybe I shouldn't.
Right. Well, you can probably safely assume that for most people.
Yeah, most people are going to have either Windows XP Home or Windows XP Pro. And we'll actually talk about the differences here in a few minutes. But basically, if you right-click on My Computer, go to Properties, a screen will pop up that'll show you what system you have. And it'll say something like Microsoft Windows XP Home Edition version 2002 Service Pack 2, which means you have the latest Service Pack. If you don't see that Service Pack 2 on there, you are wide open.
Just because you see it doesn't mean you're not still somewhat open.
You could be still open as well. But if you don't have Service Pack 2 installed and you're just now getting ready to connect, make absolutely sure you are behind a broadband firewall of some sort, some kind of firewall to keep you protected while you get your machine updated.
Yeah, what he said.
I hope that makes sense.
I hope
you know
so,
what?
Too.
If any of this anywhere along the way does not make sense and you're frustrated, you throw your hands up, any of our stores in any of the regions that you happen to be listening to this show, whether you're in the Phoenix general area, if you're in any Colorado, Boston, wherever you happen to be that we have a store, anytime you can take your machine in, they have a place that they can pop it on that is protected. They can take a look and tell you what you can do to protect yourself, help you with that. And, of course, you can go to our website anytime, datadoctors.com. We've got a big approved software kind of banner on the right-hand side. If you click on that, you'll see even in priorities. We even prioritized it for this week's show. Number one, number two, number three, number four. These are the top four things you have to have. It's already on there. Links to those downloads, whether they're free or low-cost or trial versions, as well as pop-up blockers, spam blockers, all kinds of utilities that we've tested and play with. And we'll also later on in the show talk to you some more about the Cox utilities that somebody else, several people out there have emailed us about and asked us about.
We can do that. Should we go to Adam and see if...
Yeah, we haven't talked to Adam in what, like 2 weeks?
It's been so long I can't even remember his name.
Mr. Adam.
Hey.
See, I remember. Look at that, man. He's like more like Barry White every week.
Hey, baby. What's going on, guys?
So what's going on in the world of Adam?
Well, before I get to my news stories, I want to tell you that we have a long-distance listener of the week. Is actually in Connecticut. I'm talking to somebody I know over instant messaging who's streaming the show over up there in Connecticut.
Right on!
Word up, Connecticut.
UConn, y'all. Husky country, or something like that.
I don't know.
Something like that.
We're so not hip.
But you know what? I've been off for you know, I wasn't on last week, so I'm slipping. I don't have any Apple news this week.
Well, we covered that fairly well with the whole Apple Intel thing, and then this week Michael Dell came out publicly and said he'd love to be able to sell Intel-based machines with the Mac OS on it. And
yeah.
We're just, it's going to be interesting what's going to happen here in the next, can you believe that we're even having this discussion?
Dude, you're getting an Apple Dell.
Nice.
App Dell or something.
App-del. I don't know.
They're thinking about calling it MacTel.
MacTel, yes. Well, it's, you know, we got Wintel and MacTel. That makes sense.
Hey, yep.
So what's going on with Google?
Well, Google is still trying to take over the world. It looks like they've got another couple more services that they're coming out with now.
Hey, Adam, not to interrupt, but what's Google?
Have you not been here for, like, the last 10 years or something?
What, have you been on a golf course all your life?
Oh, that search engine thing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that.
They got some new stuff?
Thing that's got, like, so many more things than just the search engine now.
And you know, what you probably want to do is explain to folks, because a lot of people go to Google and they just see this little Google thing.
Your little search box, and that's it.
Yeah, and they're saying, well, what, you keep talking about all these cool things that Google has. Where are they?
Well, if you go to the Google.com front page, I think there's something that says more or more options or something kind of on the right.
Exactly. Right along the top, it says more. And as soon as you click on that, you're going to go, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I see all the stuff we're talking about.
You got like 20 services and like 10 tools.
Yeah. And there's about to be a couple more stuff coming out. One of them, Google is going to be offering an e-payment service, kind of like the PayPal service. For stuff like for online shopping and such.
So then pretty soon we're going to get a lot of emails saying you need to update your Google paying service.
Yeah, that'll be
phishing, phishing scams.
Yeah. One more place for a phishing scam to come in.
So are they going to tie it to any kind of a direct like shopping situation like eBay did, or is it just going to be...
There's nothing on that yet, but it sounds like it might be kind of like PayPal, that you can use it with a bunch of different sites and stuff.
So watch for that. Okay, what else?
And the other Google thing that they're coming out with is a new updated mobile search for those of you that have wireless phones or PDAs that can have the internet on them.
Yeah, you know what? And the reason that that's important, folks, is if you have a handheld device that can connect to the internet, if you've ever done it, you've noticed that most web pages, you can't even tell what the heck you're looking at, because they have to be designed for handheld or mobile devices. It's an actual wireless protocol that has to be built in order for your mobile device to be able to make sense of this thing, and that's really cool that Google's going to do that. Now, if the rest of the internet catches up, ooh, daddy, it's going to be good.
So Google's going to be coming out with that in beta so that it searches specifically for the pages that were built for wireless devices.
And what's cool is that new local search that they have will be part of that mobile search, so it'll be really, really nice. So when you're cruising around going, where's that Italian restaurant?
They call that a killer app, I believe.
Really? All right, man. Hey, thanks for bringing us the Google news and your latest octave of voice.
And go at least have an apple since you didn't bring us any, huh?
There you go. All right, Adam. Take care. Appreciate it. Thanks for checking in, and thanks to his buddy in Connecticut.
Absolutely. Connecticut's
in fact, have
farther away than Chandler, isn't it?
Mr. or Mrs. Connecticut, whoever you are, email us and say hey and tell us who you are and where you're at, and we'll give you some props.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got our Geek Speak of the Week and our Download of the Week. It's Ken and Brandon in the Computer Corner, News Radio 620 KTAR.